Yeah, good. Yes, okay. So as I said, I was asked to address a halachic topic that's come up in recent weeks with the discovery of the dissemination of the COVID vaccine, and you know, people being inoculated against the virus, whether it's appropriate to recite a bracha when getting the vaccination, and if so, what bracha exactly should one recite? So I just want to begin. I don't know if they sent out Makoris, you know, I'll refer to them, but you don't need to necessarily refer to them to understand. A couple of weeks ago in Parshas Vayechi, we read in Bereishis Perek Meches Pasuk Aleph that Yosef was informed that his father was sick, and the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, indicates that until the days of Yosef, there was no sick. Until the days of Yaakov and Yosef, there was no sickness. And Yaakov requested. Apparently, if a person's time was up in this world, he suddenly would sneeze or some bodily convulsion, he died. That was it. There was no illness that led to death. And Yaakov Avinu was misfollowed that there should be illness because it gives people a chance to get their affairs in order and so on and so forth. That's the Gemara Bava Metzia. Now, there's a little bit of a steer because the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Tazan Amud Beis says that Avraham Avinu had some kind of an amulet or some kind of a thing that he wore around his neck. Any chola who saw it got better. And then when Avraham died, it was taken away, it was removed. So Tosas there in Bava Basra, Daf Tazan Amud Beis, Diva Maskel, Shekol Chola, raises the kasha. What do you mean? Avraham lived before Yaakov. The Gemara said, in Bava Metzia, that until the days of Yaakov, you know, there was no illness. So what do you mean people were ill? And they looked at this necklace item that Avraham Avinu was wearing. How could it be? The Tosfos answers, no, what the Gemara meant was that there's no illness that led to death until the days of Yaakov, you know. There was illness. There's no fatal illness. There was no life-threatening illness. And that's what Yaakov asked for. Okay. The fact of the matter is, even though Yaakov, you know, asked for illness, asked that there should be holy in the world, and most people, of course, there are exceptions. Sometimes people die suddenly, even nowadays. But most of the time, people, you know, especially with old age, so they become weaker and so on. It gives them a chance to get their affairs in order. This was the tefillah of Yaakov, you know. However, this doesn't mean that a person should not try and get out of the suffering from the sickness. The Gemara insulted up, Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amud Mar Shmami No, Haiman Denofish Zivlei. The person is producing a lot of excrement and so on. So that's chole me'ayim. That's due to a stomach ailment, which we know is true today. So the Gemara asks, "Lamai nafkimin?" What do you tell me this for? The Gemara says, "Litrech benafshe," which Rashi explains in Sotam and Beis to mean levakish l'refuos. Know what it is because you should seek medical treatment to, you know, to resolve the situation so you don't get so sick. Now we know back in the days of Chazal, it's true today also. We have anti-vaxxers and people who don't want to take any medical treatment. I just today somebody showed me, maybe somebody saw it. Somebody sent me a link to an article in, I think, the Five Towns Jewish Times, which said that when the polio vaccine came out in the early 1950s, so the governor of New Jersey at that time sent it to all the different towns, including Lakewood, which didn't have as many people as us today, but the Rav Kotler was the first person, one of the first people to line up to get the polio vaccination. So we know you're supposed to seek treatment. We're learning in Yeshiva Pesachim this year. So you look in the Parashah Mishnah of the Rambam, in the fourth Parashah Pesachim, Mishnah Tes. The Rambam says you have to seek out medical treatment. And he says, there are some people who are foolish. People have mixed up in the foolish approaches to things. They think that that's going against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow, or whatever it is. He said, if a person's hungry, he's dying of hunger, and give him a piece of bread. And now he invigorates himself. But you say that's wrong. That's not the correct thing to do. Of course they're correct. And if they're in a bracha. So before we get into the question of the bracha, and all the poskim said, Kitzur Harachim Sim Kuftsari Beis Sim Gimel, right, that the Torah gave Rishus to doctors to heal, that's the poskim Rapoli Rape, and therefore, a person should simply not rely on a miracle and to do whatever he has to do. So that's what they said in this article. The Rabbi Kotler was very makpid on following what the doctor told him. The doctor told him that they quoted one of the Talmidim, I think Rabbi Schneidman, who was Rosh Hashiva in Scranton, that he was there in Lakewood at that time. And he said that Rabbi Kotler, the doctor told him to take a pill every 4 hours. He watched set his watch. He was very muckbed. Every 4 hours. So, as the doctor said, that's what you do. So, of course, the Kitzur Harach mentions over there, but you have to recognize that Lamaisa, it's not the doctor or the medicine that heals you. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That goes without saying. You do what the doctor says because he's an expert in the field. But ultimately, you realize that it's not the doctor nor the medication. So with that in mind, it's very interesting. There's a Gemara in Brachas. So before we get to the question of a bracha on this vaccination, we should know that there is a tefillah, which the Gemara records, that says as follows, Brachas Samach Hamad Aleph, Domer of Achot, Hanichnos Lahakis Dam. Somebody goes to have it was called bloodletting. At the time, in ancient times, not only Jews, everybody thought that it was medicinal, had medicinal purposes to sometimes, you know, make incisions so blood comes out. What was the lumbus? They were right in a way, because they understood that disease and infections travel through the body via the blood system. That they were right about. We know that that's true today. But they thought, okay, so a person knocks out some of his blood, so the disease will come out with. That doesn't work like that. But that's what they thought. So we know Gemara is that people would go for Akazas Dam as a normal, health treatment. People who would go, and there's a discussion, you shouldn't go on Fridays or Shabbos. There's all kinds of discussion in the Gemara about Akazas Dam. So the Gemara says in Baruch HaSam HaChamad Aleph, Dama v'acha nichnas lahakis dam omer, yehi ratzom v'necha asher lakai, shei esek ze li lirfuya v'tirpa eini. You should say a tefillah before this procedure, and you say a yiratzon, v'chad v'tfillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this should be a successful enterprise for me, a successful endeavor, okay, and it should be healed. Kikeh rofei nemon ato, you are the faithful doctor, refuascha emes, and so on. Then he adds, l'fisha ein darkon shobnei odom l'rapos eloshenagu. Really, an unusual phrase, he says, not really the way of people, should not be the way of people to go to doctors to get treated, but that's what we do. And Abaye reacted to that. Abaye said, no, don't add that line. Lo lei me'ina shachi. Don't say that last line, because the Tamei Beishmael, the Gemara is there in Brachos, it's in Baruch Hametz in a few places. Yirapo yirape mikan shenit l'vashus l'rofe l'rapos. Right, the doctor has the right to heal you. So leave that line out, and then the Gemara concludes. Kikoy, when you finish your procedure, my Omer Racha Baruch Rofe Chinam. Baruch Rofe Chinam. Your doctor is not free, or your insurance pays for it, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu treats you and he heals for free. Okay. Now, actually, the others have a different gear. So the Meiri there in Brachas, that's on the Testament base, has the text, the Baruch Rofei Chaim, because Baruch Hu brings life. He heals people and brings life. The Rambam quotes this halacha, Hilchas Brachas, Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Aleph, Hanichnas Lahakis Dam, Omi Hirtzok, Verech Hashem Lachaim, She Esek Ze Lili Refuah, Ki Rofei Chinam Ato, Uchsheotu Amar Baruch HaTashem, Rofei Cholim. So Gemara, our gear says Rofei Chinam. The Meiri had Rofei Chaim. The Rambam is Rofei Cholim. And that's what appears in Shulchan Aruch. The regular din in the Shulchan Aruch are Chaim Sim Reish Lamed Siv Dalad Hanichnas LaHakis Dam Omer Hirotzul Vnecha Hashem LaKai Shei Esek Zeh Lila Refua Ki Rofei Chinam Ata Ulachar Shikis Omer Baruch Rofei Cholim. So that's a din in the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham points out in Simchat Vav that even though the Gemara and the Rambam of the Shulchan Aruch all talk about somebody going LaHakis Dam, Magen Avraham writes dearly, Do Adin B'Chomi Did Refua. They gave Hakazas Dam because that was a common medical procedure in those days. But the Magen Avraham writes, any medical procedure, you should say this tefillah before, you know, at the time of the procedure. And the other rabbi in Sukkot Yod quotes Avudraham, Birchas Ariyah, and Shav Hodor. He says, maybe Hakazas Dam is different because there's a certain inherent danger. You know, you poke people and you bring the blood out, you could strike a vein, could take too much blood out, so there's a certain danger. So some want to suggest that maybe the bracha, maybe this tefillah is only for a medicinal treatment where there's inherent danger. But I would say even if you hold like that, you're going for surgery, okay, you know, you're going to be put on anesthesia or something, as opposed to, let's say, you're taking Advil because you have a headache. Now, there are different opinions about that. There are people, sometimes they give out these little cards with this tefillah on it. People hang in their medicine cabinet, they have it on their table, and they're best to say this tefillah, okay. Because even if you're just taking a pill, any asik or fool. Another say it has to be a little more. I mean, again, there's no harm in saying it anytime. But certainly, if you're going to a serious medical procedure, a person has a heart surgery or some other type of surgery, you know, appendix, whatever, you know, something that's serious like that, then you say this tefillah if you have the presence of mind to do it. The Taz adds in Sukkot and Gimel, the Taz and it's in the Avudram that it's maybe only for Hakaza. But like I said, I think we can certainly extend it to other types of things that are inherently dangerous. The Taz adds that when it says in Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Rofei Cholim, it means with same malchus. It says Baruch Rofei, but it really means Baruch Ata Hashem, you know, they just write in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Rofei Cholim, or our gear to Baruch Rofei Cholim for short. But it really means with the full text Brachat Hashem, etc. Okay? So therefore, based on that, there's some who suggest maybe that's the chiluk between a more dangerous procedure and a simpler procedure. Namely, should you say the Brachat Hashem Malchus? There's one, it's something that could cause this dam, something inherent danger. You should say it was Hashem Malchus. Well, it's a simpler, you know, more ordinary procedure, doesn't really have inherent danger. Then you still say the tefillah, but not with Shem HaMalchus. That's a Rav HaMach. So Shekel suggests like that. Others suggest like that. Bottom line, the Chayadim explains in Klal Samach Hei Sif Aleph, the Chayadim says, he quotes the Nichmas Akiz Dam and so on, and he also writes, V'chein kodim sheyochal o yishta eza dollar before. He's talking about taking medicine, ingesting medicine, to before you eat or drink anything for medicinal purposes. See, it sounds like he's even talking about taking a pill or something like that. You spiral tefillah zu. Why? Because lo yachshav she ezer davar or fuo ella aydeh boris baruch shmo. That's confirming what we said earlier, that the purpose of this tefillah is to allow you to assert that you understand the tefillah kodesh baruch hu, and it's not this medicine or this pill or this syrup or whatever you're taking, that's not bringing your fuo, not the doctor, but rather it's a kodesh baruch hu. That's how the chayadim says, and the mishnah berurah paskins and that simon reish lamed. And Sukkot and Vav, he says, "Who adin b'chol midi therefore? You should always say this, any type of medicinal thing." And he writes in Sukkot and Zion, Baruch Ofechol, he quotes that Taz, that Tzorach Om Hashem HaMalchus, but he writes in the name of the Prima Gadim, Avaloa Isi Nogin came. Somehow that minig didn't stick to say it was Hashem HaMalchus for anything. But I'll call upon him, certainly one should go ahead to say this tefillah. So that's just by way of an introduction. And again, it's in the Kishon Aruch, and Samach Aleph, and Sivdala to say this particular tefillah. A lot of people don't know about it. Yeah. The what? Okay, but still, I mean, I you could make your chiluk. I don't see it necessarily because it's, we're all potentially sick. But you could make the chiluk. You don't have the disease right now, so you just. But still, it's an asek of refuah. You know, the language of the text is she asek z. I can hear the distinction. I didn't see someone make this. I can hear the distinction. The question is, what about saying a bracha? Okay, this is a tefillah, which one should say. Okay, what about a bracha? And what bracha would you say? L'chol, you would say the bracha of Shechiano. Okay? Or, if not the bracha of Shechiano, what I like to call the plural form of the bracha of Shechiano, which is a tova meitiv. Tova meitiv, bracha tashmachimach, a tova meitiv is Shechiano. For if other people are involved in this, good news, in this procedure. So let's look a little bit at the bracha of Shechiano. That's really the ikar of the shir, is to understand when do we say Shechiano? What do we know about Shechiano? All right, and we're familiar with the bracha, obviously. Chazal nickname is bracha Zman. Whenever it says, the bracha of Zman, it means Shechiano, Shechiano, Zman Hazeh. So Chazal call it Zman. So let's look at a few Gemaras which try and give us guidelines as to when you'd say Shechiano, and then you can figure out, should you apply it to this situation or not? So one pivotal Gemara is an Erevin daf Mem on the base. But the Gemara asks Akasha, "Bala Rabba ki Avida be Rav Huni, bala my loma zman b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim." Gemara raises Akasha, should you say Shechiano on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The Yontif, okay, in Kiddush, or but the women do it by Lich Benshin. Should you say Shechiano? Yom Kippur, of course, no Kiddush, so we do it in Shul after Kol Nidre. But should we say Shechiano by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So they didn't know the discussion. Okay, lo alav biyad. They didn't know. And found Rav Yehuda made a statement. Anoa akara charata nami amidizman. I think yes, because I even say Shechiano akara charakara is like a squash, a gourd, a vegetable, a new vegetable. The Rashi explains kashani roa delas chadosha mishana l'shana amidizman. When I see the new season of the harvesting of the blossom of this new fruit, this new vegetable, I say Shechiano because a new season has arrived. Okay, we're not really used to that much today because we have it's always in season. I mean, there's no, at least in the United States anyway, you can get any fruits or vegetables any time of the year because we import them, from other places. It wasn't always true. I mean, in my lifetime, I remember it probably goes back about 30 years during winter vacation this time of year. My wife and I went to Florida and we were very excited. We just had peaches and plums. Because up here, you couldn't get peaches. Now you can get peaches and plums in the regular grocery store here in New York. It's more expensive than it is during the summertime because they get it from elsewhere. But, they don't grow around here, this climate. But you can get anything. A few years ago, I was, in MTA, they have a program with the Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael called Makor Chaim, remember? So did you go on it? Yeah. So he went. So they had a Makor Chaim program. So the boys from Eretz Yisrael came to America. Four or five boys came in the beginning of February Tari Yeshiva, the MTA for a few years and so on, for a few weeks and so on. So one Shabbos, they were in Teaneck. I live in Teaneck. And so they were coming over to my house to eat Friday nights for dinner. And so my wife said, you know, my children are a little old already. My wife said, you know, you have high school boys coming over. Make sure you get like some dessert. You know, so I went, I got some chocolate vodka, blackout cake, you know, chocolate, good gooey cake, you know. And my wife is health conscious. So she also got fruit, you know. So, okay, it came time for dessert. I went in, I bought cakes and babka like that, and she brought out grapes. And he's got Anavim, Bachorif. Wow. They were much more excited about the grapes than they were about my babka. You know, like they were used to it. They don't get grapes in Eretz Yisrael, you know, in the wintertime. So anyway, that's what Rav Yehuda says. I make the bracha, the arrival of the new season when the new squash grows. Our answers, they answer, no, that doesn't answer our question. Because Amalei, Rishus lo kamabayalei. We're talking about it's an obligation to make Shechenu Rosh Yom Kippur. This is an optional activity. Okay, you don't have to eat gourds. Okay, we'll have to see what the Gemara means by Rishus. But we're asking, is there an obligation? Then the Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara concludes, we take a duce Shechenu on Rosh Yom Kippur, as you know. The Rambam Pasin's Perkov Tesvich, Shabbos HaChav Gimel, Kol Leile Yom Tov, Uvele Yom Kippur, and we always say Shechenu. The only time we don't say Shechenu, by the way, you know when? The only Yom Tov. Last days of Pesach. Why? Because the last days of Pesach, we already said it on the first days of Pesach. As opposed to Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres is a new Yom Tov, right? So that's the only time we don't say Shechenu is the seventh night, or the Chutzot to be the seventh and eighth night, right? The last two nights of Pesach. All the other time, we say Shechenu. And the Gemara says, Zman Omar Filo B'Shuk. You don't have to say, we attach it to Kiddush. But Yom Kippur, of course, is no Kiddush. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Shmini Tofra Yishu Atzeres. Tzivara, after we say Yeshiva Shomali, Yeshiva Shomato, and Al Das HaMokom, Al Das HaKom, and Kol Nidre, after that, he says Psukim, and then we say Shechan all of us together in Shul. Okay? All right. Anyway, that's the din. So what emerges from that Gemara is, when is there a din of Shechiano? Yontif. Okay? Some say the question about whether to say it on Rosh Yom Kippur or not revolves around the question whether it's a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Yom Kippur or not. Shalosh regalim, we know it's a mitzvah simcha, but samachim chagecha. Rosh Yom Kippur, that's a big discussion. We're beyond our shiur right now, but that's a big discussion whether Rosh Yom Kippur, you have to say whether it's a mitzvah simcha. We know that Rosh Yom Kippur do break Avelos. Achon Otzana, somebody says Shiva, Rosh Hashanah arrives and breaks the Avelos, and Yom Kippur breaks the Avelos. On the other hand, you know, how exactly is Simchan Yom Kippur? There's no meat, there's no wine. Anyway, that's a big discussion. And some say, Ben Yonason said that's what the Sugi revolves around over there. But anyway, the bottom line is, we do say Shechiano. So what emerges in that Gemara is, one, Shechiano is associated with Yontif, and two, Shechiano is also associated with the appearance of the new fruit, the arrival of a new season, of new fruits and vegetables. That's what emerges in that Gemara. The Rambam Paskin, Zichus Brochus, Paragut, Alach HaBeis, Harora Priyam is Chadash, Mishana, Lashana, Betchilas, we also, Baruch Shechiano. As soon as you see a new fruit arriving in the season, then you say the Baruch of Shechiano. Shulchan Aruch says we don't do it when we see the fruit, but rather when you eat it, okay. You know, we all know that we have a practice to eat a new fruit on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Right? You know, so we have so we say Shechiano. It's a funny din altogether. But, this year I was with day two before Rosh Hashanah. I was in the store, you know, looking at different new types of fruit. So a friend of mine said to me, he was there also. He was also looking. He goes, every time I come here Rosh Hashanah, I remember why we haven't eaten this fruit since last year, because somehow they're never that good. It's like all these exotic things. I'm not so excited. All right. Anyway, so that's the din of Shulchan Aruch too. That we say Shulchan on a new fruit, and we do it when we eat it, not when we see it. Fine. So that's two types of Shechenah so far. Yontif and new fruit arriving in the new season. Sukkah daf mem vav and aleph. The Gemara discusses making Shechenah with regards to certain mitzvahs. The Gemara there says, when you make your lulav, when you put your lulav together, Erev Yontif, you say Shechenah. That's the Gemara, Sukkah mem vav and aleph. The Gemara says, osa lulav, and also osa sukkah. Okay? In connection with that Gemara, Tosis on the mem vav and aleph and sukkah, Dir Masa osa sukkah, asked, wonders, that's a good question. Tzorech leforish tam, ma'ishna the yesh mitzvah shetikna v'orach shechiyano v'yesh mitzvah otikin. Those are wonders, how come some mitzvahs get shechiyano, other mitzvahs don't get shechiyano? What's the rule? Tosis struggles with a little bit. And the other Rishonim also, on that daf and sukkah, discuss it. Tosis says, v'nir the mitzvah sheyeshel has simcha. If the mitzvah has simcha associated with it, then there's shechiyano. Okay? And Rishiragon, Tosis quotes Rishiragon, says we don't do that. We do it because it's bein and midi de osim mizman lezman. It's a mitzvah that comes from time to time, as opposed to, let's say, tefillin with tzitzis and the mitzvah, the regular mitzvahs, mitzvahs come from time to time. So those are two different approaches. Okay, the Rambam in Perek Yudalef Hilchos Brachos of Halacha Tes, Rambam mentions kol mitzvah shem izman lezman can go in shofar, v'sukkah, v'lulah, v'mikah megillah, v'ner chanukah, and so on. We say shechar. It also says mitzvahs that that you acquire something. And he mentions tzitzis, tefillin, when you acquire something new. And then he also mentions a mitzvah that is not fixed to a particular time, but it's not common. Let's say bris milah, kedyan ben. According to Rami, make a shechar. Ad minig ashkenaz is not to make a shechar or bris milah, but the Rami says you do. Okay, and these kind of things you say shechiyano. So we paskin that's a third type of category of shechiyano. Mitzvahs, at least some mitzvahs, whatever exactly the rule will be, but some mitzvahs we say shechiyano. And we don't make the shechiyano when we build the sukkah because we rely on the shechiyano we say when we sit in the sukkah the first time. Same thing, we don't make the shechiyano when we put the loaves together because we say shechiyano when we actually take the loaf. Okay, that's a detail. In Hilchos Milas in Reish Samech Hei, Siv Zayin, Mechaber Paskin, you say shechiyano in most circumstances, you say shechiyano the bris. Okay, the Ramah writes, "Nis elu nogim shalavach shechiyano." Our meaning is not to. Although, if you've ever been to a bris in Eretz Yisrael, where the Vilna Gaon, I'm not similar in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Yordeis and Reish Samechay, the Vilna Gaon says you should say shechiyano the bris. Why not? We're all happy. Okay, it's an exciting mitzvah. Doesn't come that often. So the Vilna Gaon says you do. In Eretz Yisrael, as you may know, they follow the meaning of the Gaon, even Ashkenazim, because you know when Eretz Yisrael was first, you know, sort of repopulated when Jews started coming in the 1800s. There were two groups of Jews, basically, that came from Europe. There are three, you had side of them who were living there, you know, pretty much continuously. There are two different groups of Jews came from Europe. There were Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, okay, Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, the Malatanim and the Chassidim, and Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, And on this, so a lot of the Minhagim to this day in Eretz Yisrael are based on the Vilna Gaon, okay, because they carried the day. But I remember I've told so many times. I remember it was once years ago, I was at a bris. I remember one of the shuls in Tinek. I'm not sure whose bris I was there because I was just davening in the shul. I don't think I was there for the bris necessarily. I don't remember that. But I do remember, so I stayed, you know, I was in the back, whatever. And they said, it was Ashkenazim, and they said Shechiyano at the bris. So I remarked to whoever was sitting next to me, oh, I'm surprised they said Shechiyano. So I guess I said it loud enough that this person who was sitting in the previous row, in the row in front of me, heard me. I don't know who he was. He wasn't in the community. I think he just came as a guest of the bris. He said, don't you know that's Minig Eretz Yisrael? So I nodded a little bit. And I didn't want to say it, but we're not in Eretz Yisrael. Unless I missed the place where I am, you know, I was aware of the fact that that's a Minig Eretz Yisrael. He turned out and said, oh, you're Minig Eretz Yisrael. Okay. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. All right. Anyway, but that's the story with that. So that's another category. So far we have Yontif. We have occasions like new fruit in the season, and we have certain mitzvahs at least. Another category, Mishnah Brachas Nun Daarav and Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Bana Bayis Chadash," beginning of the ninth parak in Brachas. "Bana Bayis Chadash," I built a new house. Or "Kana Kelim Chadashim," bought new utensils and so on. Omer Baruch Shachianu V'Kimonu V'Gan Azman Azeh. And again, this is brought Lalocha. The Rambam is in here. Parak Yudavichus Brachas Alocha Aleph. "Bana Bayis Chadash," "Kana Kelim Chadashim." And the Shulchan Aruch is in Reish Chav Gimel Siv Gimel Arachan discussion. Does it mean new, brand new, or it's new to you? Those are details beyond what we need to know right now. But that's another type of Shechiyano, right? New home, new clothes, new utensils. On that Sugin Brachas Nun Ches Amar Beis. A few pages later, the Gemara says, "Amishu Ben Levi, Haroes Chaver Lachar Shloshim Yom." If you first see a friend that you haven't seen in more than 30 days, and you missed him, not that you don't care, you're sorry you didn't see him. Okay, then you say Shechiyano. Whole discussion today. What if you saw him on Zoom? Okay, what if you communicated in the old days with a letter? Okay, and again, the details are not important for us right now, but that's another Shechiyano. It's a Gemara, right? And the Rambam Paskins, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, Chelaros Chaver Halacha Shoshim Yom, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, these are all dinim that are in the Shulchan Aruch. The Reish Chaf Hei Sif Aleph. Then, later in that Mishnah, back on Nun Dalad, the Mishnah mentioned Ala Geshamim, when it rains after a drought. And then it says, Absuros Tovos. When you hear good news, there's a whole discussion what that means. Now there it doesn't say Shechiyano. There it says, Omer Baruch Hatov V'Hameitiv. And Baruch means Baruch Hashem Al-Kerem Al-Cholam Hatov V'Hameitiv. Okay? So in explaining that part of the Mishnah, the Gemara in Brachas Nun Testament Beis says, why do you have to say Hatov V'Hameitiv? So the Gemara says, because those are talking, how come there it's Hatov V'Hameitiv, the early part of the Mishnah, buying a new building a new house, all the Shechiyano, what's the difference? The Mishnah says, The Gemara says, the Bryce says, quote the Bryce, Tanya, Tzor Shel Dover, Al Shelo, Uomer Baruch Shechon Vekimonu. When something benefits you alone, the Baruch Shechionu. Al Shelo, Al Shel Chavero, the Gemara says, the case with the rain was talking about you and I on the field together. And it was getting ruined because there's no rain. Now it rained, we both benefited from it. We're Shutfin. We're both benefited. So then the Baruch is Atova Meitin. And the Gemara gives another example. Okay, a person, wife gives, your wife gives birth to a baby. Now, full disclosure, it says Ishto Zachar. Okay, Yoldo Ishto Zachar. Yoldo Ishto Zachar. So you say, Hatova Hameitu. All right, now the question is, and now elsewhere it says, not in the Gemara, but and it's a girl, you say, Hashachiyam. The idea is that when a boy is born, it's more of a public thing, because there's a bris, it's many people are participating in the Simcha. Here it's only one. Okay, but anyway, that's another occasion. And listen to this one, okay? You find out that a relative died, Mace Aviv. Okay, that's pretty bad. So what bracha do you say then? Bracha dynamis, right? But the result of this relative dying, you just inherited $10 million. Okay, so that's good news. And then later on, you say, Shechianu, says the Gemara, or if there are several brothers or several other beneficiaries of the will, you say, Atova Meitis. Again, these are other occasions when we have the brachas of Shechianu and Atova Meitis presented. It's in the Rambam. In the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Chaf Aleph Siv Beis, you have a Shupfus, you say a Tova Meitiv, otherwise you say Shechianu. Same thing, when you hear good news, good for you, says Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Chaf Beis Siv Aleph, Al Shmuel Shem Shmuel Shem Tovas Lo Levadu Baruch Shechianu, and Tovas Lo Lachem, Baruch HaTova Meitiv. Okay? And again, Reish Chaf Gimel is if your wife had a baby, or again, if the relative died, but you inherited something, and so on. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in the Bir Halacha, it's in Reish Chav Gimel Siv Hey Dir Masal Shitova Lo. The Bircha Shechiyano Hunchal Simcha Shel Atzmo Sheyesh Lo Meizah Dover Shmuel Tova Shel Gei Lo. Okay, and the Tova Meitiv is Dafkim Simcha Biyosa Sheyesh Gam Tova Lacher. The greatest Simcha because it's good for you and for other people. Okay, so those are examples of the places where there's Shechiyano. Again, we have Yantif. We have a season, new arrival, a new season in terms of new fruits and vegetables. We have mitzvahs, and we have certain joyous things that a person experiences in life. Built a new house, got new clothing, saw your friend after not having seen him. My wife had a baby. Whatever, it rained after there was a drought. Hearing good news. These are all things that are cheerful and bring a person happiness. Okay, now, what's interesting is to apply to our... Now, if we stop over here, one could say, listen, we've been waiting, we're living with these masks and everything else for the last 9 months. And now, Baruch Hashem, is a vaccination. So, it would seem to fit the bill. Why not? You know, to say Shechiyano. We're excited about this vaccine, okay? At least in the category of Bsaras Tovos. That's, you know, we have to figure out what that means exactly. But, you know, we're cheerful about it. And since it benefits me and you and you and you and everybody, since I told my mate it, right? So, we have to analyze a little further, a little more about the bracha of Shechiyano. And this particular point was noted. I heard a shir of Usher Weiss, Shalita, gave a shir a few weeks ago. I listened online, and he talked about this point. He made the following observation, which I'll just expand upon. He didn't go into all the details. If you look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Beis and Gimel, the Rambam points out that there are three categories of brachas in our halacha universe. Okay? First of all, Minatorah, Mitzvah, Seh Minatorah, what's the Minatorah? Pesamazim, right? That we know. Then the Raman Halacha Beis, we do a soap, we do a banan. You have to also make brachas on food when? Before. Right? Bracha Rishona. We call that brachos hananin. Right? Brachos hananin. All right? And he mentioned also, if you smell something nice, besamim and so on, well, that's all in the category of brachos hananin. Something you get hana from. Then Halacha Gimel, he says, Shem Shirachan al hana. Then there's a category of brachas called brichas hamitzvah. Brichas hamitzvah, the telltale sign of brichas hamitzvah, is the inclusion of the phrase "Va'asher kedushan mitzvosav mitzivano." Right? That means the brichas hamitzvah, 99% of the time. "Va'asher kedushan mitzvosav mitzivano" is a brichas hamitzvah. Right? And then he says, "A brachas rabbis tikkachom derech shemach v'hodah, derech bakosha kedei lizkor es haborei tamid afal pi shelo nene lo asamitzvah." Certain things we make a bracha, even though I didn't get any hanah from it, and I didn't do any mitzvah, that's what we call bracha shevach v'hodah. What comes to mind? The bracha on lightning and thunder, right? it doesn't benefit me. I don't care if it's lightning or not lightning. Okay, it doesn't benefit me in any way. I don't get anything out of it. I mean, in the global sense, whatever it does for the earth, but right now I'm not benefiting from it. And it's not a mitzvah. So that's also a brach of shevach v'hodah. Okay, brach of shevach v'hodah. That's the idea of the third category of bracha. Now, what's interesting is, important thing for a moment, in all those cases that I presented to you in this first part of the shiur, shechianu by, what do you call it? Shechianu by yantav, shechianu by a new season. Shechianu by mitzvah. Shechianu by cheerful activities. Right, correct. The word ever mentions it. That's a point to keep in mind. Although, again, Hakazas Dam was done even by healthy people just to it wasn't necessarily to get rid of any illness. But okay, that's a point. But if you think about it for a moment, and I think about it, I didn't hide it from you. If you look in those sukkahs that I mentioned, the sukkah in Erev and Daf Mem, the sukkah in Sukkah Daf Mem Bom, the sukkah is in the ninth pack of brachas, which are all these examples of Shechianu. Not once did the Gemara ask what we'd expect it to ask. Menor Hani Mili. Menoran. How do we know if to make a Shechianu? Right? Menor Hani Mili. If someone to make a chilek, Menor Hani Mili is when it's from the Torah, Menoran is from the Rabbana. Okay, whatever. But the Gemara, it's a common question. You all come across many times in your learning. The Gemara will ask, how do we know? You know, who said? So the Gemara didn't do that. And if you'll tell me, well, maybe Mar doesn't do that by brachas, take a look at brachas mem ches amud beis. We're not going to read through the whole Gemara now, but the Gemara says, just in the beginning, Tana Rabbanan, minayin lebrichas hamazon min haTorah. And the Gemara takes the pasuk bechalta v'savata v'rachzav v'kemash oratz v'mashenafanal and breaks it up. Remember that Gemara? This one tells you the first bracha of hazon, and this phrase tells you the second bracha. This one tells you about mezumin. You know, if you have more than three people, and this one tells you the bracha of Yerushalayim, because it says, you know, Arat HaTovah, and Tovah refers to the Beis HaMikdash, because Tahara, Tovah, and so on. Whatever. The Gemara has drushes to tell us that Birchas HaMozen is Midoraisa. Okay? I mean, it quotes the Pasuk. But again, I'm not sure now Doraisa and Rabbanan, but the Gemara is telling us there's a mukker for the concept of Bracha Chona, Bracha of Birchas HaMozen. And then the Gemara asks, Ainli Elul Achrav. Okay, so now I know you have to make a bracha after eating. A lefan of minayim. How do you know you have to make a bracha before eating? So one Gemara said the svara. If you when you're already satiated, you have to make a bracha. Certainly, if you're starving and Hashem is providing you food, you have to make a bracha. It's a svara. Okay. On the other hand, a different someone else said, no, you don't need to say that because he takes that same pasuk and chops it up differently. So one is talking about before. Okay. Again. You want to look it up? It's brachas mem ches on beis, and you'll see the whole sugya plays out. All right, and then it says, then the Gemara says, okay, all right. So what's my point? The Gemara is looking for a muk or some kind of minayin, minolam, and animili for these brachas. Some of you may recall that earlier in Maseches Brachas, okay, on daf lamed hay, in the beginning of the parak ketzim brachim. The Gemara learns, so psukim, right? How do we know you have to make a bracha before and after? And also, adam lidom kum kom shivarach. So it has a bracha pasuk kodesh hilul Hashem by Shasheni. Get a pasuk in parsha kadoshim, not by Shasheni, by neter right. V'chodesh v'shana arviyus yikol pir kodesh hilul Hashem kodesh hilul. You have to make a bracha. Where again has drushes to explain, you know, how we demonstrate that you have to make a bracha, and that's where the Gemara says we have the famous theorem. On the one hand, it says Hashemayim. Shamayim Lashem, but the Oretz, a son of the Adam, right? Pasuk and Hala. That's if you want to look it up, it's still in Perek, Kuf Tezvav, Pasuk Tezai. On the other hand, that's Oretz, a son of the Adam. On the other hand, it says Lashem Oretz, Umloa, Kosh Brocha, which is it? He gave it to us, or it's his. Or it says, no, Kan Koda Brocha, Kan Lacha Brocha. Again, showing that we're trying to pin the requirements of Brochas on Psukim, okay? Further on that daf in Mem Ches and Beis, the Gemara says, okay, you've proven to me that Birchas HaMazon is we have a good source for it. The Gemara asks, what about Birchas HaTorah? Which probably some holds also the Raisa. Achokas, Raman, Rabban, not for now. But what about Birchas HaTorah? So first the Gemara has, again, a Kal V'chomer. If food, which is only temporary sustenance in this world, you make a bracha, the Torah, which is in this world, or Rabbah, you should have to make a bracha, okay? And then others, then another opinion quotes a Pasuk, it says, It's like Eretz Hashem Nosan Lecha. The Gemara makes a comparison. Birchas Torah and Birchas Hamazon. So you have to, just like Birchas Torah, it's also Birchas Hamazon. Okay. Elsewhere, the Gemara learns Birchas Torah from a different pasuk. Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara learns it after the pasuk and beginning Hazinu. Varim Perak Lamed Beis Pasuk Gimel. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Avogad Elokeinu. That's another different sort of thing. Varim Perak Chaf Aleph learns Birchas Torah from there. Moshe was about to declare Torah, so he said, Havugodu, we have to praise Hashem. That's the source of Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara asked Birchas HaMozen, Birchas HaNenen, Birchas HaTorah. The Yerushalmi, in Brachas Perak Vav Alecha Alev, asked, Minayin Shekol HaMitzvah Tunas Bracha, Tunas Bracha, how about Birchas HaMitzvah? So there's some little up in the same Pasuk, because it says HaTorah HaMitzvah. Right? Ve'ed Alecha is HaTorah HaMitzvah. There's a, that's one, but there's a, another possible source, a Mishnah. In Ma'aseh Sheni, by Ma'aseh Sheni, it says, the Pasuk says in Pashas Kisavo, Dvaram Parakova, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk says, a person makes a declaration, it's called Vidur Meiser, and he says, Lo avarati b'mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti. Pasuk in Pashas Kisavo, I didn't forget. I didn't forget to do what? Rashi Yechumash says, Milavarech. Make a bracha. And that's not Rashi, make it up. It's a mission of Meiser, Sheni Parakei, Mishni Rav, lo shachachti milavarechacha. Now, I'm not discussing what that means, because whether it's the Raisa of Rabbanan, but that appears. And therefore, by all these other brachas, the Gemara does want to know Minolon, Minayin, Minani Mili. Isn't it weird that by Shechiano and by Birchas Shevach in general, the Gemara never asks Minohani Mili, Minayin, no remez, no nothing? It's interesting, no? So the Rosh Hashanah suggests, if you look carefully in the words of the Rambam, Perak Aleph Hilchos Brachas Alef Adalim, he says, Nimtzu, as we just said before, Kol HaBrachas Kulan Shlosha Minim. There are three categories of brachas. Birchas Hanoya, Birchas Mitzvahs, and Birchas Hodah. And he says again, Kedei Lizkor Es Habore Tomid Ule Yira Mimenu. That's the purpose of these of the Birchas HaShevach, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. Now what does that mean? That means that really these brachas were simply instituted to call our attention to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That really, and again, this is not exactly what he said, but I think it's what he's getting at, and I have other riyas to it. First of all, you take a look at the Ramban, and if you've never read this Ramban, so I'll give you a homework assignment. I'm not going to check up on you. But sometime before next week's Parshas Bo, okay, read the last Ramban of Parshas Bo. If you've never read it, it won't take you more than 10 minutes. A very, very Yisodistic Ramban. Okay, a very important Ramban. It talks about why we have so many things that are Zeichelitz. It's been trying, it's Kedai to read. Okay, but anyway, the one thing the Ramban says is, listen to these words. V'ein kel elyon chofetz betachtonim, the whole purpose, what God wants a man, is that he should be aware that there is a God and thank him. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. And the truth of the matter is, it's very interesting, the Rokeach, well, Rishonim, in Simon Shin Ayin Aleph, wonders, why do we have three phrases? Shechiyanu, Mekiyamanu, Higiyanu, means the same thing, basically. He kept us alive. He sustained us. He brought, what's the triple language? You know what the Rokeach says? The triple language is because of the psukim right after Ashri. Karakuf mem vov of Tillim. Hailuka, haili nafshi es Hashem. Ahala Hashem b'chayai tu. And azamar okai ba'odi. David HaMelech and Tillim had three expressions, all of which speak about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we use three expressions. Take it with you. That's okay. The Rishon. Okay? And really, we should be praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every moment. And that's what the Medrash says, the Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Yudalad Simon Tes, Kol HaNeshama Atara Kol HaLukha, the last Pasuk in Tillim, Kuf Nun Pasuk Vav, Kol HaNeshama Al Kol Neshima U'Neshima. You're supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every breath. That's in the bear in mind, never people COVID, they're trouble breathing. That's a breathing problem. Al Kol Neshima U'Neshima. Shadam no shame. Tzorach l'kalis l'bori. My time at Kolon Shema Talakot, Kolon Shema Talakot, that's a Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Yudalad, Simitas, and elsewhere. So the idea is, Rav Osai, the Bircha Shevach, you don't need, the Gemara never asks, Minayin, Minohani Mili, because it's part of the essence of the whole creation. That's, we should be thanking Hashem every minute. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. You don't need a Minayin, Minohani Mili, attach it to this Pasuk, this Pasuk, that Kavachomer. That's my other bracha. But Babicha Shevach, and we'll hear him today, Shechiyanu, that's everything. Obviously, it is impractical that everybody's going to sit and say brachas and shalat Hashem every minute of the day. They can't do anything else. Right? So obviously it's not possible. Therefore, Chazal Mesakim, that certain occasions, okay, now is the time to do it. Really, you should do it every minute. In fact, you can breathe. Who thinks about it? Right? We take breathing for granted, right? It's an involuntary, what do you call it in science? Involuntary action, right? Involuntary action. We don't think about it, but, you know, Baruch Hashem, I mean, Rahman Sana, people can't breathe. People can't walk. People can't see. People can't hear. We know that. You just don't think about it. And really, you can't think about it all the time, right? After going with your life. You can't be praising God every second. So from time to time, Chazal Mesakim. So now the question becomes, were Chazal Mesakim, were these things Rishus, or were they obligatory? Okay, now listen carefully. Back in that Gemara, in Erevin, when it said that they asked, because you have to say Shechan Rosh Yom Kippur, and the answer was, he said, well, I said on a new vegetable, like the new kara, the new squash, new gourd. I said, no, but that's Rishus. What do you mean that's Rishus? What did he mean by that exactly? Some Rishon on the Eshkol, again, full disclosure, some controversy about the same Eshkol, whether the original edition of the Eshkol is authentic or not. And in Simon Chav Gimel, in the edition that we have, the Sefer Eshkol, not the critical edition, which is maybe more accurate, I'm not going with that problem now. The Sefer Eshkol writes that the Brach of Shechianu is mandatory. Absolutely you have to say a Brach of Shechianu when the new fruit comes in season. In what way is it Rishus? You don't have to go looking for it. Yontif, you have to say it, right? That's the thing about meant by Rishus. Not that the Brach is Rishus. The Brach is Chiyuv. But you know, not everybody sees a new squash when they're growing. So you don't have to go out of your way to go do it. In that sense, it's optional. Or if we say you attach the brach when you eat it, like we said before, you don't have to eat a new fruit. Okay. That sense, it's Rishus. But if you experience it, then it's obligatory. The Chassam Sofer has a very sophistic point in one of his chuvas, Chelek Arachayim Sim Nun Hei. I want to read it out loud in a few more minutes. The Chassam Sofer says the following. Listen to this. Hanil is daiti, mashakosu chazal de brichashvan and Rishus, and then a Rishus levarim. What do you mean Rishus? But since when is a bracha Rishus? If a bracha is Rishus, then you're touching on bracha Latala. You can't just say Hashem's name when you feel like it in the form of a bracha. The bracha Latala. You can't just call out a bracha. What do you mean Rishus? So he says, Ella, call me shenene bedover sheroi levarchalav, asr lehanas below bracha. He says, if it's something which Chazal said to make the bracha, then you can't experience it without a bracha. But, achlezet sarach shira glu, has to be some boundaries, some guidelines. So yesh drom shafili yoma ani nehne. Sometimes a person may come upon things. Well, I love this, but we say but l'daita itzol das kol bnei adam. You can't just make up a bracha just because you have this experience. On the other hand, yesh drom can go on karacharata, other things which maybe you're not that excited about. I don't know. I don't like squash. I don't like sweet potato. I don't like any of the vegetables in that family. Okay, because I'll say so. They were misaking it based on kol bnei adam. But says the Chassam Sofer, if you enjoy it, then say the brach. If you don't, then don't say the brach. That's what the means Rishus. As opposed to Yontif, we have to Shechianu no matter what. Let's say I hate Sukkot. Okay, it's too cold and it's not. I still make Shechianu. Okay, I mean, I hate Sukkot. You know what I'm saying? Let's say, whatever. I don't like waving a olive. I don't like sitting with Sukkot. I still have to make a brach. That's optional. But something which you enjoy, so if it's in the category of Chazal assigned the brach, then taka, it's mandatory to say that bracha. If you don't like it, then you don't have to say it. In that sense, it's Rishus. As opposed to, you know, that's the Chassam Sofer. I think it's a very important point. Now, having said this issue, though, the Chassam Sofer quotes the Tshuva Rosh Bo. What is the status of all those other brachas? Bona bayis chadosh, kana kelem chadoshim, you saw your friend, good news, rain. Where do they fit in? Do they fit in with Rishus? Like the new vegetable? Or they fit in with, maybe they're more obligatory for whatever reason. Because of the obvious simcha. That's not clear. The Rashbo writes in two different shuvas, Chelek Aleph Shem Reish Mem Hei and Chelek Aleph Shem Reish Nun. The Rashbo writes, okay, and it's important. He said, calls osan to repair a karoa, bekana kelem chadoshim, nafla yerusha, all those things. He says, those are lav b'chovo el rishus. Those are in the category of Rishus. If you're happy and so on, we take the Chassam Sofer's way. What the Rashbo says in a different Jew, the same idea. Those brachas are all brachas of Rishus. Your Zeruah says like that. Others say like that also. In that sense, they're Rishus. It's not exactly the same as the Eshkol said. The Eshkol said they're really obligatory. The thing is, you don't have to go looking for them. But these Rishon are not saying like that. The Rashbo, the Zeruah say, no, the whole bracha is Rishus. That's not clear from the Gemara. The Gemara mentioned Rishus only by what? The new fruit. That's the only place the Gemara mentions Rishus. So it's a question where the other things fit in. Reish Yosef and Reish Chof Hei quotes this Rashba. Okay. And the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Chof Gimel Sif Aleph that because there's only Rishos, Mizan is Pashet Sherabim Mekilim Beilu Abrochas. Many people are not so strict about saying all these brachas. Rabbi Mekilim is because it's a Rishos, that's the Shulchan Aruch writes. Although it's interesting, because some Sofer, son of Ksav Sofer in Tshuva, he said, even though it may only be Rishos, but sometimes we have a Rishos that became obligatory. What's the classic example? Huh? Ma'ariv, right? Tfilas Avos Rishos, but the Ksav Sofer makes the comparison. So already all of the Klal Yisrael have accepted it. The Aruch HaShulchan also says like that. Okay, in Sin Reish Chafei Sifala. He also says, it's like it's been accepted. It's been accepted. The Mishnah Berurah says, in what sense is it Rishos? It's a Rishos in the sense that if you don't do it, you're not punished, but certainly you should do it. Now, if that's the case now, we have to think about the bracha on vaccination. In other words, if all these things are in the category of Rishos, and that's what Chazal identified, then one could argue that maybe you can't add to it. Chazal assigned these particular activities, especially what Chassam Sofer said, that once Chazal identified certain things, if you're happy about it, you say the Shechiyonu. So perhaps you could argue that you can't add things. You mentioned the word and say it by that HaKazaz Dam, even though it might be different. And other Rabba, you might be touching upon the possibility of a bracha levatol. You can't just make up your own bracha just because you're happy about something. In which case, one can make the case that you should not say a Shechiyonu upon the vaccination because the Chazal didn't assign it to that purpose. A Chazal didn't... Chazal didn't go for it. I mean, you could say the other way, once it's Rishus, but that doesn't seem to be, it seems to fly in the face of a possible bracha levatolah. The Beis Yosef actually raises this point in Siman Tov Lamed Beis when they're discussing the Hilchos Pesach, the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, when the Torah discusses the Shechiyonu by learning Pesachim, right, by B'dikas Chometz. We don't make a Shechiyonu, and the B'dikas Chometz should seem to fit. It hasn't come since last year. It's a mitzvah, right? It's one. What's the bracha? It's a good old trivia question. Albir Chametz is one of the very few brachas you can only say maximum once a year. I think about it. Albir Chametz is a bracha maximum once a year. I remember when I was years ago, someone asked me, name me three brachas that you only say maximum once a year. So I said, the Brichas Ilonas on the new trees. I said, okay, name me four brachas which you only say once a year. It's an interesting question, right? There are others. Al-Hadlik Nesha Yom HaKippurim. There's another one, right? And Menachem Tzion of Bona Yerushalayim on Tisha B'av Mincha. Okay, anyway. So in that context of discussion, should you say Shechiyonu by B'dikas Chometz? I think there's one more. Anyway, should you say Shechiyonu by B'dikas Chometz? So in that context, the Beis Yosef says, well, we don't say it, and it's only Rishus. And he says, since it's Rishus, you better not play it around because the Bracha V'atolot, the Bach is not as convinced, although it acknowledges in the Halacha, that's what you should say. That's what you hold. Now, here's an interesting thing, though. Okay, and we'll move to wrap up. Just mention, Rav Asher Weiss himself concluded in that shiur that you should not say a bracha on the vaccination. He writes that he got the vaccination himself, and he says that he got the vaccination himself in Shaar Tzedek. He said the tefillah, who we spoke with at the beginning of the shiur, but he did not think to say that it's proper to say the Shechiyonu. He said, one thing he said was nothing physical change that you were noticeable. Nothing, there's nothing new. There's no new house, new clothes, nothing like that. And he said, it's a touching upon a possibility of bracha batala, okay, which he's concerned about. As the Bach writes in Siman Tov Lamed Beis, l'inyan halacha roi v'nochon l'chol echad shalol hachnis atzma m'sofek bracha. And that's why we don't say shechiyonu by b'dikas chometz. Anytime there's a sofek, he thinks you shouldn't do it. Okay, he thinks you shouldn't do it. That's what he concluded. Then he also mentioned something else. Which I think maybe when he's titled questionable, he said, the shot hurts a little bit. And some people reaction to it. What's the whole reason why we don't say Shechiyonu by bris, those of us who don't, in the Chutzar, the Ashkenazi practice? So the reason is, the Tosfos in Erevin Mem Beis quotes, because it's called Tzara D'Yanuka. You come to a bris, everybody's happy. We're all excited, they just had a baby, and there was a mazel tov, and in a few minutes we're going to have bagels, okay, and everybody's very happy. There's one person not that happy. Who's that? The baby, right? He's in pain right now. He's not that thrilled, okay, this whole procedure. It doesn't know much how to react other than to quiet. But Sara Dinuka, right? He's first not getting a bagel. And second of all, he's going to be in pain for a few days, right? So therefore, you don't say a bracha when there's pain associated with somebody else. And of course, it's pain for the parent. You don't like to hear the baby crying. You know, parents don't want it. But okay. So the woman going rejects that. But as I said, that's the minhag Ashkenaz. It's kodem tosus. And that's what more brings Ashkenaz. Don't say, outside of Rachel, don't say the bracha on the bris. The Rashi Wise thought that since there's some pain associated, maybe you should say Shana. I don't know. What I've heard from people, and I haven't got the vaccination yet, but Hashem this week, but the, you know, I heard it's not so painful. It's a quick thing. Okay, well, you can make that point. However, I do want to point out one thing. Rav Shechter holds that, in fact, all the other cases in the Gemara are not Rishus. It's only Rishus where it says it's Rishus, namely the new fruit. The others you have to say Shechiyonah, we said. Okay, if the circumstance, if you're happy and so, certainly if you're happy. The truth is, the Mishnah Berurah, I want to point it out to him, he didn't mention this to me, but the Mishnah Berurah in Sim Reish Chav Gimel, Siv Kotten Zion, right? At the end of the statement, he says, "Demai de itmar be gemara shehi rishus itmar." It's rishus when the gemara says rishus. He's dealing with something else, but he has that phrase, which I think is a telltale phrase. He's saying what the gemara says rishus is a rishus. And listen to something important. We'll wrap up with the Nitziv. The Nitziv has a commentary on the Shas called Merome Sada. Okay, so on that daf and brachas nun dalad. Okay, that Mishnah by Shechiyonu. He said that many people learn that the brachas are, all his brachas are rishus and so on and so forth. But I think the exact opposite. I think the opposite. These brachas are obligatory. And by the way, if you want to see further, he discussed this also a little bit at the end of the Shiltas, when he finished writing the commentary on the Shiltas. The Tziv wrote an extensive commentary on the Shiltas called Hamek Shela. At the end of that, when he finished it, he writes a little bit, he was thinking, should I make a bracha? I finish or perish on the whole Shiltas? Should I make a bracha? He's so excited and so on and so forth. He talks a little bit about Shechiyonu there also. But if this is in his perish on the Shas, Meromi Sada, Brochus Nun Dalam and Alam. He says, why did the Gemara, interesting, think about the Gemara for a second, the first one we saw in Erev and Daf Mem. The Gemara asked, you have to say Shechanu Hashem Kippur. So comes to be heard, he says, yes, because I even make a bracha on a new fruit, a new squash, a karachadatu. Says that it's, why didn't he say, that's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bonabai, why did he bring a riot from there? Right? Why didn't he say, what do you mean? Bada bayis chodesh, you have to make a bracha on something, Rosh Hashanah Kippur? But he didn't do that. Elamai, because he brought a raya from Rishus. And then they rejected it because of Rishus. But that's what the Nitziv is saying. He said, I would have brought the raya from the Mishnah, from bayis chodesh. Ela zepshita, dala simcha, bo b'mikrik mo bayis chodesh. Okay? If you have real simcha, bayis chodesh, that's like the shalosh regalim, you have to do it. The chayim levar it. The one on the new fruit, that's a lower level. Why is that a lower level? So Shechta Tanit, because you're not really making a bracha on the new fruit or vegetable. What are you making the bracha on? The arrival of that season. The bracha on the season. And the Shechta brought a raya. He says, you know, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and I had a kash on the raya in a second, but he said, it's in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Aruch Chaim, Sif Yud Zayin, Hilchas Bein HaMitzarim, the 3 weeks and 9 days. Shulchan Aruch says, don't eat a new fruit. Try not to eat a new fruit during the 3 weeks, Bein HaMitzarim, 9 days. So you won't have to say Shechiyonu. 1 second, the Rambam is bothered. What's the problem with saying Shechiyonu? An Avil can say Shechiyonu, Rachman Litzan. Remember, we had the case. The guy's father died, right? So he says Baruch Dan Emes. Then he inherits $10 million. He says Shechiyonu. Or if he's with his brothers, they all inherit, his sisters, they all inherit. He says Tatala Meitiv. There's no Isra on Avil. So what's the problem in the 3 weeks and 9 days to eat a fruit and say Shechiyonu? What's the problem? Right? Ella says the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham. Because the words Shechiyonu Kivanu Lazman Hazeh, when you're those brachas, you're acknowledging that you arrived at a certain season. And when it's a 9 days and 3 weeks, you're not so excited that we came to that time of the calendar, are we? So therefore, we don't put yourself in the season of the brach. It's not on the fruit. It's not on the new squash. It's on Baruch Hashem. I've made it to this season of the year. Huh? Do you want to say that in 9 days? We're so excited that it's now Tisha B'Av? We're not. So that's what Magen Avraham says. Okay? So that sounds like an iron-cleared raya that really, the bracha on the fruit is a different type of Shechiyonu altogether. And it's voluntary. It has to do with the Hagos Hazman, the arrival of that season. But everything else will be obligatory. That's what Shechta Tanin. And the Tzim says the same thing. The only problem is, full disclosure, the Shulchan Aruch says totally zorim elom shechana ben amitzvah al pri or al malbush. Don't buy new clothes either. Now that quite doesn't quite fit in. Other than to say we try not to wear new things, it could also tie it into this. You have to stretch a little bit. So Shachta said, I think about it. But I have to be honest about it. But I just want to conclude. But that's what Rav Shachta said. Paskin, he said Tova Meitin. He did. Somebody may have seen that video when he and Rabbi Willig went to get the. He said Tova Meitin. He said it himself with Shem Malchus. Okay, so I mean, you know, that's right place to do Bezeh Shem myself. Talmud Rav Shachta. So you know, instinctively it bothered me a little bit, but that's Rav Shachta Paskins. And because he said the bracha, those brachas are obligatory, and it's not, and those are just examples of situation where a person feels, you know, something has happened and so on that's life changing, that's dramatic, and he feels he should say Yatova Meitiv, and not the Shushalist, it's obligatory. He avoids that whole bracha Vatala problem. That whole problem Rosh Weiss raised as a bracha Vatala, that's only if you assume that it's only Rishalist, then you're touching on a bracha Vatala. If you hold that all these brachas aside from the fruit and vegetable ones, say that all those brachas are mandatory. So then you could say other mandatory simcha occasions, you know, maybe you can make an extended. Some poskim Eretz Yisrael agree that you could say a bracha, but not a tova meitiv. Because they say shechiyano. Why? Because a tova meitiv is only when you are a shutuf with that person. Let's say we own a field together and outside of terrain, so we both benefit together. But you don't say a tova meitiv, if I have a field, you have a field down the block, you also benefit from the rain. Right? So we're not really shutufim. So that's what the Bir Halacha mentioned in the Simreish Chafal of Siv Beis. You don't say Tova Meitiv. Afal Gav the Geshem Zehu Tova Gamkein L'Chol Olam. The whole neighborhood benefited from. Shahar Ben Hashem Yeshem Sadov. We call Mokom Lo Shach Lerucha Tova Meitiv to be even Shu Shutfin Imo Gufa B'Tova Zu. Your mama Shu Shutov. One could argue. I didn't answer the Shach, but that's what some post Meretz Yisrael said. One could argue that in this kind of thing we're all Shutfin because you can give God forbid you can. Can infect somebody else. In other words, it's not just you, but by getting the vaccination, so I'm helping you too. Not just I get a vaccine, you get a vaccination. We both have a happily ever after. We never see each other again. But my getting it prevents other people from getting it also because of the contagious nature of it. So therefore, maybe you are like Shufin. So that could be the issue. I would suggest that maybe going back to Leil Rosh Hashanah, if you're not sure about the bracha, so. You know, wear a new shirt, something like that, when you go get the vaccination. And then you can say Shechiano, or, you know, if you want to follow Shechiano, say Atova Meitiv. I'm not here to pass on anybody, just wanted to go over what the issues are. Hey, hope everyone has a wonderful day. Now, everybody should be healthy, and the vaccination should work.